as the Blue Jays host the Tampa Tarpons, the New York Yankees single-A affiliate. May the 4th be with you. Blue Jays observing the day by wearing some specialty uniforms, emulating R2-D2 with that blue and white paint scheme. Pretty cool looking. Let's hope the force is with them on the field tonight. Good evening, everybody. It's Larry Larson with you. So glad you're with us on your Saturday night. Welcome into the Eddie's Bar pregame show. Pregame show is always brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or enjoy the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. The Blue Jays come into this one at 11-14 after a victory last night over these Tarpons, while Tampa is 7-18 this year, 10 games out of first place in the Florida State League West. We'll dive into the standings a little bit more later, but first, a quick recap of that ball game last night, a 5-2 victory for the Blue Jays, where they had to go through a little bit of adversity, but there was no adversity to start as Arjun Namala belted a two-run homer in the first inning. That gave the Blue Jays an early 2-0 lead, supporting Fernando Perez, who was excellent last night. Five innings of work, eight strikeouts, and just one run for the Blue Jays' number 24 prospect on the MLB pipeline list. So the Blue Jays led 2-1 going into the late stages, but then Tampa tied it on an unearned run in the eighth inning as Kobe Morales reached on a walk, reached second on an error, stole third, and then scored on a throwing error on that stolen base. So it was 2-2 going into the bottom of the eighth, but the Blue Jays quickly responded and regained the lead after a leadoff double from Gene Joseph. And then a little bit of chaos as Victor Arias came to the plate and battled his at-bat to 10 pitches. And on the 10th, Blue Jays pulled back in front. It's on the way. It's hopped towards the middle, backhanded by Perez. Long throw to first, gets by Hasso, and it's off the dugout. Here comes Joseph to the plate. The throw is late. Joseph slides around the tag, and the Blue Jays reclaim the lead. They would go on to score two more runs thanks to an RBI triple from Manny Beltre and then a sac fly from Joan Helaponte. And that 5-2 score held in the top of the ninth as Eliander Alcalde worked a 1-2-3 ninth for the save. So a 5-2 win for Dunedin last night. They're looking for back-to-back wins for the first time in a while today. More on that later, but our pregame guest today is Aaron Munson, the reliever out of the Blue Jays bullpen, off to a nice start to the season. We chatted with him about moving from a starting role in college to a bullpen role now in the pros, and also, of course, his time at Angelo State, where he finished his college career with a national title. Here's Aaron. We're joined now on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show by Aaron Munson, Blue Jays hurler out of the bullpen. Aaron, appreciate your time today. First question, how's the season gone for you so far from your perspective? Up to your expectations?
Yeah, season's going good. Obviously, you're not all going to be good days. It's baseball. But right now, I like where we're sitting at. Team morale's good, so just keep it going.
Definitely. Now, you came out of the D2 level. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of D1 schools. There's a lot of D3 schools. Not many D2 schools. People aren't as familiar with that level. Tell me about your experience at Angelo State. Obviously, a national title to cap it off, but... Mm-hmm. Just throughout your career there, what was some of the highlights?
D2's, it's good competition. A lot of people, you know, talk about all the divisions and stuff, but there's going to be good competition at every level. If it's 3-2-1, JUCO, just NIA, I mean, it's just baseball at the end of the day. Luckily for me, I was at a really good school, Angelo State. We won a lot of games. We went to World Series three times. I was there and won the Natty one year to cap it off. But I mean, it's all about playing ball. I mean, that's just how it is. That's what it is in college.
To go 3 years and then finally win it your last year, what was that like?
Oh, it meant the world to us because it was right after I got there, right after the COVID year. And that we were the number one ranked team that COVID year before it got shut down. So going to the World Series after that year meant a lot to those guys, but not getting over that top hill those first 2 years. Meant a lot to those guys who came before. I mean, it was the first one in program history. We've just never been able to get over that top of the hill. So we were able to do it and made the town proud and made a lot of the alumni proud, which was awesome.
And obviously, you were a huge part of that, throwing over 100 innings throughout the course of the year. And now you fast forward to this season, coming out of the bullpen, starter in college. What has that transition been like for you, and what are the biggest differences in terms of how you prepare as a starter versus coming out of the pen?
It's really different because as a starter, I mean, you got the whole week to prepare for one day. Rather than the bullpen, it's like you got to be ready pretty much probably 4 out of the 6 games a week. You got to be ready. So just it's all about recovery at the end of the day for me, being able to have the body feel great for those 4 days I may or may not go in, because you never really know until that phone rings. But transition has been bad. My first year, I came out of the pen a little bit, so I've past experience. But, I mean, nothing bad from it.
Now, you're from Texas, played your college ball in Texas. What was that like growing up? San Antonio area, right?
Yes. I mean, it's Texas. I mean, just being from Texas, you learn to love that place. You learn to never want to leave that place. But, I mean, I love Florida. I just minus the humidity a little bit, but you don't get a whole lot of that in Central Texas. But, I mean, it is what it is.
At what point did you realize that baseball could be a little bit more than a hobby or, you know, something that you did in college for you?
Probably around this time last year, maybe about March of last year, scouts started talking to me. I was like, oh, maybe I have a shot. You know, you never want to, like, get your hopes up, you know. But, yeah, around this time last year, it really started kicking the gear, talking to all the scouts. Blue Jays were the big team that were on me. I didn't really have any other teams other than Blue Jays. But, yeah, so it was quick. It was a quick going, but, yeah.
Works out like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, in terms of your repertoire out of the bullpen, what do you have the most confidence with right now?
Oh, dude, it changes every day. I mean, I feel confident with all my pitches. It's just kind of what those hitters, because you get a game plan, is kind of what those hitters have been struggling with all day that you're facing. So you kind of stick to the plan. You don't want to, like, say, throw a fastball when they've been hitting fastballs but not hitting sliders. And so right now I'd say my slider is probably the most comfortable pitch. We've been working a lot on it in the bullpen with Corey and Yoel. So
now, in between appearances, you know, I think a lot is made of starter routines in between days of starts. You mentioned it earlier. You've got a lot of days that you may or may not pitch. What's your routine like in terms of throwing bullpens or working on developing pitches?
Yeah, so days when I'm hot, I always try to touch the mound. Just, you know, you never want to get that the feeling of just how the ball comes out of hand. You don't want to lose that, because then it's just nothing good comes for it. So I try to throw every day, except for if I have, like, a long outing or something, a longer outing, I'll probably take the next day off. But always throw in, try to go longer, try to have more of, like, a intensity base, not as many reps, more intensity. So just throwing harder, like, more often kind of thing, because then it just builds, like, the endurance in your arm, and your arm gets in shape. So
totally. Chatting here with Aaron Munson on the Eddie's Bar pregame show. Last question here for you. I really appreciate your time, especially considering that, you know, you might pitch today. Biggest goal for the rest of the season?
Biggest goal? I mean, just, I don't know, have fun, enjoy it while you're here. Obviously, there's team goals or self goals, but I want us to see us win. I want to see everybody enjoy, like, just winning, because losing sucks. I mean, it is what it is, but I just want to see the team just be happy and have fun and win some games. That would be fun.
Sounds like a good goal to me. Aaron, appreciate your time, and best of luck tonight.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That was Blue Jays reliever Aaron Munson, off to a strong start to the year. In 8 appearances, he's pitched to a 3.18 ERA. Appreciate his time today. We'll see if he comes out of the bullpen later on tonight. Coming up next on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show, we'll have the pitching matchup and the starting lineups. Stay with us after a short break. We've got baseball coming up at the bottom of the hour on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Back inside TD Ballpark, almost ready for game number 5 out of 6 between Tampa and Dunedin here this week at TD Ballpark. Let's get you tonight's pitching matchup, as always brought to you by Clear Sky Draft House. And it features two right-handers going at it. For the Blue Jays, it's Nolan Perry, just activated off the injured list earlier today. Started the season on the IL due to a little bit of arm fatigue, and today he makes his single-A debut. Last year with the FCL Blue Jays, Perry pitched to a 7.28 ERA and 38 and a third innings of work, but his strikeout-to-walk ratio really strong at 51-16. He'll be opposed by Josh Groves. Groves, a 6'4 right-hander, drafted by the Yankees last year in the 11th round. He's coming off his best outing of the season. 5 innings, 1 earned run last week against Lakeland. He's got an 8.44 ERA, though, and 4 starts so far this year. So it's Groves for Tampa and Perry for the Blue Jays. Let's get you the starting lineups after our nation's national anthem, performed by Katie Ducharme here today at TD Ballpark.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' bright glare, emblems bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and the free and the home of the brave.
Katie Ducharme earns a nice hand from a nice Saturday night crowd here in Dunedin. Almost time for baseball between Tampa and the Blue Jays. Now, what do you say we get you the starting lineups for tonight's ball game? First, for the visitors from Tampa. And, of course, the starting lineup brought to you by Bon Appetit, just down the road from TD Ballpark. Lineup opens tonight with Jackson Castillo. He'll play center field. Roderick Arias back in the two spot. He's hitless this week in 14 tries. The Yankees' number 3 prospect will play shortstop. Dylan Hasso is over at third base, batting third. Kobe Morales moves down to the cleanup spot today after a 2-hit outing last night. He's at first base. Hans Montero will bat fifth and play second base. Thomas Frick behind the dish tonight, hitting sixth. Taylor Aguilar is out in left, batting seventh. Manuel Palencia is the DH, hitting eighth. And Dowry Arias rounds it out, batting ninth and playing right field. Those are the Tarpons. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays looking for back-to-back wins for the first time since they beat Tampa back on April 12th and 13th. Victor Arias, one of the league leaders in almost every rate stat, leads it off and will DH tonight. Tucker Thoman back in the two spot after a night off last night playing second base. Juan Helaponte is the right fielder, hitting third. Arjun Namala is at shortstop, batting cleanup after a homer last night. Manny Beltre is over at third base, batting fifth. Edward Duran is the catcher. Ricardo Ballo will hit behind him and bat seventh, or rather Christian Feliz in the starting lineup for Ricardo Ballo in that seventh spot. Daniel Perez is out in left, hitting eighth, and Gene Joseph rounds it out, batting ninth and playing center field. That's the starting lineup and the defense behind the Blue Jays starting pitcher Nolan Perry. The right-hander, 20-year-old, native of New Mexico, makes his single-A debut here tonight. Perry pitched all of last season with the Florida Complex League Blue Jays and had mixed results in terms of box scores, a 7.28 ERA and 38 and a third innings of work. But the Blue Jays brass really liked what they saw out of the young gun. 51 strikeouts to just 16 walks for Perry. That was the biggest number that a lot of folks in the front office looked at. Perry coming off the injured list, just with a little arm fatigue to open the season. He's all good now and ready for his single-A debut here tonight. Tarpons come into action tonight 10 games back out of first place in the Florida State League West Division behind first place Clearwater, who beat Lakeland last night to regain sole possession of first place, while Dunedin 6 games back of those first-place threshers. Here we go. We're all set. Perry has wrapped up his warm-up tosses. He climbs on the rubber, and he's set to face Jackson Castillo, a left-handed batter, center fielder tonight for Tampa. First pitch to him on the way. And it's popped up into center. Pretty shallow. Gene Joseph takes a few steps in. Now backpedals and makes a two-handed catch. One pitch, one out.
Now batting, shortstop, number 9, Roderick Arias.
Brings up Roderick Arias. Arias went 0 for 4 last night. First pitch to him, misses down and outside. And it's 1-0. Arias, the Yankees' number 3 prospect, a high-profile international prospect. 1-0, swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. His season average has taken a tumble down to 191, the 1-1. He swings over a breaking ball, makes it 1-2. Perry throws a fastball, curveball, slider, and a splitter. His 1-2 offer is swung on and missed. Strike 3, got him on the slider. Nolan Perry has his first single-A strikeout. It's 2 up, 2 down in the top of the first. No score. Here's Dylan Hasso.
Number 44, Dylan Hasso.
Hasso went hitless last night. First pitch to him here. Called strike to the righty on a breaking ball on its 0-1. Home plate umpire tonight is Richie Arredondo, and Pedro Torres is in the field. 0-1. Misses down and away on a fastball at 94. One ball, one strike. Umpires sponsored by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. Best sushi in town. 1-1. Fastball spotted up on the outside edge, makes it 1-2. Perry in an excellent rhythm here in this first inning, and Hasso will try and disrupt that. He calls time. Hasso, a .250 hitter, 23 games played, 2 homers, OPS over 800. The 1-2. Sharp hopper to shortstop. Arjun Namala reaches, grabs, throws to first in time as Feliz stretches out to make the play, and the inning is over. So far, so good for Nolan Perry. 3 up, 3 down in the top of the first. Scoreless as we go to the bottom half on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
All right, fans, it's time to play.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game flex pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Home half the first at TD Ballpark on a beautiful sunny night for baseball. Game time temperature at 82 degrees as Josh Groves is ready for work for Tampa tonight. Groves, a right-hander at 6'4", 199. Sure looks projectable, as the scouts might call him. He'll square off against Victor Arias, wearing number 3 tonight, due to the specialty Star Wars jerseys here on May the 4th. Arias usually number 47. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch from Groves. A swing and a foul tip into Thomas Frick's mitt. And it's 0-1. Infield playing to pull for the lefty Arias. Went 0-for-4 last night with a strikeout. A rare hitless game for him early this year. The pitch is fouled off third base side. And it's 0-2. Arias hitting .344 with an on-base percentage of .437 and a slugging mark at .508. That adds up to an on-base plus slugging at .945. All of those top five in the Florida State League. Arias in an open stance from the left side waits on the 0-2. And it just misses inside. Tampa wants to challenge. Arredondo calls it a strike. It's reversed. So Victor Arias struck out looking. Josh Groves wins the challenge. And there's one down. Brings up Tucker Thoman. No score, bottom of the first. Tonight is a challenge game. So the zone is called by Richie Arredondo, but both teams have 3 challenges. First pitch to Thoman, fouled back into the screen, and it's 0-1. Now, technically, teams have more than 3 challenges, but if you win your challenge, you keep it. Basically, you get 3 misses. If you lose a challenge, you lose it. The 0-1. Thoman takes high and outside. 1-1. Tucker batting from the left side against Groves. Comes into this one with an 8.44 ERA, making his 5th start of the season tonight. The 1-1. Thoman lifts it high and deep to right. Arias at the track, at the wall. He leaps, and it's high off the wall. Thoman cruises into second with ease, with a 1-out, 2-bagger. Just a few more feet of elevation, and that ball's a homer. I'm sure Tucker will take it either way. Man in scoring position for Juwan Helaponte. Helaponte went 0-for-2 last night with an RBI on a sac fly, part of an eighth inning rally for the Jays. Time is called by Groves. He wants to go over signs with Thomas Frick, the catcher. Blue Jays scored 3 times in the bottom of the 8th. Regained the lead after Tampa tied it at 2 in the top of the 8th. Aponte also walked yesterday. Comes into this one with a batting average of .222. 13 runs driven in, leads this Blue Jays roster. Chance for another one here. No score, bottom 1. Groves from the stretch. Sets and fires. And Aponte takes low, ball 1. We mentioned the Blue Jays jersey, home white pants with dark blue numbers on the back with that R2-D2 design on both the front and back. The 1-0. Aponte takes low and outside. 2 balls and no strikes. R2, one of the famous robots in the Star Wars franchise. Hard to describe if you don't know what it looks like, maybe give it a Google. 2-0 pitch. Aponte with a slow hopper to shortstop. Arias charges, bobbles, throws to first, offline, and it pulled Morales off the bag. Aponte is safe. Arias almost had a little bit of a double clutch at shortstop. And by the time he threw it over to first, he had to rush it, and as a result, he yanked it a little bit, brought Morales off the base. Probably a throwing error there. Either way, there's men on first and second for Arjun Namala, who had a much-needed big night last night. Righty on righty, first pitch. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Dunedin with an opportunity to get some first-inning runs here. No score, bottom one. Arjun went 2-for-4 last night with a two-run homer in the first. Also a double in that eighth. The 0-1. That's a called strike at the knees. Fastball at 93, and it's 0-2. Groves throws the fastball over half the time in the low to mid-90s, complemented by a slider, and then a sparingly used changeup. Gives a look out at Toman off second base. Comes home with the 0-2. Namala chops it foul, third base side, and we'll do it over. That play officially goes in the book as an E6. So Aponte reaches on the error. Toman remains on second. Aponte not being held over at first. Toman a few steps off the bag at second. Groves turns and tosses the next 0-2, and it misses low and away. Went to the slider that time. One ball and two strikes. Namala, the Blue Jays' number three prospect, was Toronto's first rounder last year, hitting 179, OPS at 584. A struggle for him early. The 1-2, a cut and a miss on a high fastball. Arjun's down on strikes, and that's out number two.
Second baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Brings up Manuel Beltre, two on, two out. Bottom of the first inning. We're scoreless for now. See if Beltre can come through. Went 2-for-4 last night in the win. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch. Fastball chopped towards the hole, down to third. Hasso gloves it, goes the short way to second for the force. And that ends the inning as Aponte is cut down for out number three. Blue Jays get an early opportunity, but it goes by the wayside, and we go scoreless to the top of the second inning on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays nothing, Tampa nothing, through one at TD Ballpark. Nolan Perry will face 4-5-6 in the Tampa Tarpons lineup after a 1-2-3 top of the first. Starts with Kobe Morales. Gets moved down to the cleanup spot tonight. First pitch to the lefty. Jumps out of the way of a slider. And it's 1-0. Morales' bat starting to heat up here this week. 5 for 16 on the series. 1-0, lined into center. Joseph races in and makes the catch. Well, Morales squared that ball up, but Joseph didn't have to travel far to make the snag. And there's one away. Here's Hans Montero. Montero went 0 for 4 last night, his first game in single A. First pitch, fouled off. First base side, out of play. And it's 0-1. Tampa and their alternate navy blue tops tonight. 0-1. Ground ball the opposite way. Beltre ranges over, dives, comes up with it, throws to first. Not in time. Manny Beltre with a valiant effort at second base. Christian Feliz with a good stretch, too, but just not in time to get a hustling Hans Montero. He's got a one-out single. First hit of the ball game for Tampa. Brings up Thomas Frick. So that's the first single-A hit for Hans Montero. A hustle hit. First pitch to the righty, Frick misses down and outside. Duran drops to a knee to snag it, and it's 1-0. Frick had the night off last night. He's played two games this week. 2 for 7 across. Perry from the stretch for the first time tonight, the 1-0. Falls in there, called strike on a slider. It's 1-1. Frick playing his 11th game of the season tonight. If he were qualified, he'd be among the league leaders in batting average at .353. The 1-1. Misses outside on a fastball. It's 2-1. Always valuable to be a catcher that can swing the bat a little bit. Frick, the 15th round selection by the Yanks last year. Pitch, misses outside. And now it's 3-1. Got to be careful here if you're Nolan Perry. No score, top of the second. Montero, a short lead off first, being held by Feliz. Hitters count, 3-1. That's a called strike. Good slider on the inside edge. Far from just a get-me-over pitch. Painted the inside corner. Now it's full. Perry sets at the belt, reads the sign from Duran. And deals. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is chopped high down to third. Toman with a reaching grab. Fires across the diamond in time to get Thomas Frick. He was busting it down the line, but he's out by an eyelash for out number two.
Fielder number four, Taylor Aguilar.
So Montero moves up to second. That's as good as a bunt for Frick. So a man in scoring position for Taylor Aguilar. A 1-11 hitter so far this year in 15 games. Has driven in 3 runs. First pitch to the lefty. Swings over a slider, and it's 0-1. No score, top two. Tampa trying to strike first. Aguilar in an open stance. Ready for the 0-1. And he takes low and in. It hit him on the back foot. A literal back foot breaking ball as the slider missed from Perry. And that puts runners on first and second with 2 outs for Manuel Palencia. That ball might have even touched the dirt before it caught a piece of Aguilar's cleat. Either way, he reaches. So it's Montero on second, Aguilar on first, and Manuel Palencia coming to the plate. He had the night off last night. He's got 1 hit this week and 7 chances. First pitch, misses low. And it's 1-0. Righty on righty matchup here. Palencia hitting .256, 13 games, .645 on base plus slugging. The 1-0. An awkward check swing and a miss. Went around about three quarters of the way. Slider fooled him. One ball, one strike. Perry gazes in for the sign. Throws. And the pitch is hopped through the middle into center. Montero rounds third. He's going to score as the throw goes to third. It's not cut off. And that keeps Taylor Aguilar at second base. But it's an RBI single for Manuel Palencia. And the Tarpons are on the board in the top of the second.
Right,
one
fielder,
zip.
Number seven, Downey Arias.
So that'll bring up Downey Arias with men on first and second. Heads up play from Gene Joseph to not just chuck that ball towards home plate. Prevents Aguilar from taking the extra base. Arias, a lefty, waits on the first pitch. And he takes a heater at the knees, called strike, and it's 0-1. Arias went 0-for-4 last night with two strikeouts. Perry, sporting a bright red glove, sets at the belt. Looks back and forth at the runner, throws home, and almost hit Arias. He had to jump to miss a split changeup. And it's 1-1. So after a 1-2-3 first, the wheel is falling off the wagon a little bit for Nolan Perry here in the second. He throws to second. It's late. Aguilar back in with a slide. We'll see how long the leash is on Perry tonight. I suspect not very long, considering he is coming off the IL, and this is his season debut. His 1-1. Arias with a jam shot foul ball, first base side. Bare hand snag from Tampa manager James Cooper. One ball and two strikes. Some early adversity here for Perry. Blue Jays, number 26 prospect, according to Baseball America. Sets, takes a breath, fires, and gets a called strike three on the outside edge. He sets down Downey Arias and limits the damage to just one in the top of the second inning. Tarpon strand two, but get an RBI single from Manuel Palencia. It's 1-0 as we go to the home half of the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tarpons lead one zip, courtesy of an RBI single from Manuel Palencia in the top of the second. So we go to the bottom half, and Edward Durant leads it off against Josh Groves. 6-7-8 here for the Jays. Groves worked out of a little first-inning trouble after a double from Tucker Thoman and an error that allowed Aponte to reach. First pitch to Durant, a cut and a miss, and it's 0-1. Durant didn't play last night. He's batting .236 on the year. Six runs driven in without a homer. Groves from the windup. The pitch slapped the opposite way, out of play. And it's quickly 0-2. Durant in a wide set stance. from the right side. Waggles the bat back and forth, waits on the 0-2, and swings and misses on a slider downstairs. Groh's got him, and that's out number one. Third strikeout already for Josh Groh's.
Number 34, Christian Feliz.
Brings up Christian Feliz. Inserted into the lineup in the later stages of the day, all things considered. First pitch to him. He swings and misses on a slider, and it's 0-1. Feliz played last night, went 0-3 with two strikeouts. His batting average is just 115. The 0-1. Feliz taps it foul behind home plate, and it's 0-2. So what Christian doesn't have necessarily right now at this stage in his development in terms of hitting for average, he makes up for it with pop. Two long balls for him. The 0-2. A swing and a miss on a backdoor breaking ball. Groh's went back to the slider, and he's got back-to-back punch-outs in the second inning.
Left fielder, number 46, Daniel Perez.
Daniel Perez comes to the plate now, sporting some bright pink cleats with blue heels. First pitch, called strike on the outside edge against the lefty, and it's 0-1. One zip Tampa, bottom two. Groh's with a very minimalist windup, his 0-1. Perez waves and misses on the high fastball, 94 on the radar gun. That's 0-2. Groh's East Carolina product, rocks and deals. And Perez takes outside, one ball and two strikes. Groh's the 11th round selection by the Yankees last year. Pitched three seasons for the Pirates. The pitch misses outside, two balls, two strikes. No, not those Pirates, the East Carolina Pirates. And Greenville helped him to the College World Series in 2022. NCAA tournament, that would be. They didn't make it all the way to Omaha, but they did host their own regional. Richie Arredondo, the home plate umpire, calls time. And now we're set for the 2-2 from Groh's. Here it is. Perez waves and misses. He got a piece of a fastball at 94, but it tipped into Thomas Frick's mitt. And Josh Groh's strikes out the side in the second inning. He's got five strikeouts through two scoreless, and it's 1-0 Tarpons over the Blue Jays through two on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Jackson Castillo.
Nolan Perry ready to face the Tampa top of the lineup as the Tarpons lead 1-0 in the top of the third. First pitch from Perry to Jackson Castillo. Cut on and missed on a slider. And it's 0-1. The difference early in this game, an RBI knock for Manuel Palencia last inning with two outs. 0-1. Called strike. A low outside edge. And it's 0-2. Perry making his first start of the year. A single-A debut. His 0-2. Fouled back. Still 0-2. Perry, a bit of an under-the-radar prospect, at least coming out of high school. His next 0-2, Castillo checks his swing on a breaking ball. He went. That's strike three. Castillo fooled by the slider. And Perry has strikeout number three tonight.
Shortstop.
Here's Roderick Arias. Arias was strikeout number one back in the first. First pitch to him. He drives it foul, third base side, out of play. And it's 0-1. Arias, a switch hitter, batting from the left side. Perry kicks and fires. Arias bends his knees at a breaking ball, watches it low. One ball, one strike. So Perry was drafted in the 12th round out of Carlsbad High School. Carlsbad, New Mexico. 1-1. Arias takes outside. Two balls, one strike. He was committed to Texas Tech, but signed out of it. He was an outstanding two-year player with Carlsbad. 2-1. Arias watches it sail over the catcher, Duran, all the way to the backstop, and that makes it 3-1. So Perry well behind now against a guy that really punishes fastballs in Arias. The pitch. It's not a fastball, it's a slider, and it misses low. And Roderick Arias is aboard with a one-out walk.
Third baseman, number 44.
Brings up Dylan Hasso. Pitch count on Nolan at 36 here. It may not be much higher than 50 tonight. First pitch to Hasso. Splits the plate, called strike, and it's 0-1. Tampa trying to add to a 1-0 lead, top of the third. Perry, thanks to his pitching prowess and average over 400 at the plate, 0-1. Misses a hair outside. One ball, one strike. Helped Carlsbad High School to a state title in 2022, his senior year. The 1-1. Misses down and away on a slider. Two balls and one strike. That may not be the most fun part of Perry's high school career, or maybe most fun fact. Now the 2-1. Hasso swings and misses, chased a fastball off the outside edge. Count is even, two balls, two strikes. Carlsbad's mascot, the Caveman. I'd venture to say probably the only high school in the nation named the Cavemen. Pickoff throw to first. A good move, but late. Arias back in with a slide. The reason why is the national park, Carlsbad Caverns, located just outside the town. 2-2 popped up on the infield. On the right side, Christian Feliz called off by Manny Beltre. And shallow right, he puts the squeeze on it. That's out number two. Arias back to first, and Kobe Morales comes to the plate.
First baseman, number 25, Kobe Morales.
Morales hit a ball hard his first time, but right at the center fielder, Gene Joseph, in the second. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Quick throw over to first, just late. Another great move from Nolan Perry. 1-0 Tampa, top of the third. Fifth game of six this week. First pitch to Morales. Misses a touch upstairs on a changeup. And it's 1-0. It is another hitter's night. It always seems to be at TD Ballpark. Wind blowing out towards center. The 1-0. Morales takes in the dirt. Slider missed. 2-0. Got our biggest crowd of the night this week. lot of folks coming out for some post-game fireworks, celebrating May the 4th. 2-0 fouled off. It's 2-1. Nothing quite like that chatter of the ballpark. The cheers are great, but the chatter in between pitches, just a low level of noise. 2-1, runner goes, lined out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Just sounds like summer. Feels like summer. Temperatures in the mid-80s today. Perry trying to come back and get Kobe Morales, the cleanup man for Tampa. Short leadoff first for Arias. And now the 2-2. Lined into center again. This one drops in front of Joseph. Arias will stop at second base. That's a two-out base knock for Kobe Morales. Men on first and second for Hans Montero. That'll bring out Corey Reardon, the pitching coach. Wants to try and settle down Perry. Anytime you have a conversation pitching-wise with Corey, the biggest thing he always mentions is just throwing strikes, especially early in counts. Perry did that well in the first inning, got behind in a few counts in the second, and also here in the third, trying to keep Tampa's advantage at 1-0. Two outs here, and Hans Montero coming to the plate. He singled his first time.
Second baseman, number 10, Hans Montero.
Base knock for Morales there extends his hit streak to 4 games. Montero trying to start up his own after that second inning single. Right-hander on right-hander. Perry from the stretch. Long pause, and the first pitch. Swing and a miss. He went upstairs there on the fastball, challenged him. And it's 0-1. Shadows now covering the mound and home plate. There's a small strip of sunshine creeping towards the mound. 0-1. Breaking ball paints the outside edge. Good slider there, makes it quickly 0-2. So far, so good after the magic words from Corey Reardon. Perry trying to finish him off for strikeout number 4. As 0-2 on the way. Just misses outside. Good job trying to frame it from Edward Duran. One ball and two strikes. Framing, that's something that's going to go by the wayside if baseball completely goes to the automatic balls and strikes system. Now Perry's 1-2. A breaking ball swung on and missed on a pitch in the dirt. And Montero is out with first base occupied. Nolan Perry gets out of a bit of a jam in the third. Score holds. Tampa 1, Blue Jays nothing. Going to the bottom half of the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls' Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. It's the Tarpons with an early advantage over the Dunedin Blue Jays, 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Josh Groves trying to keep it that way as he faces 9-1-2 in Dunedin's lineup, starting with Gene Joseph, who doubled last night, went 1-for-3. Right-hander on right-hander, Groves from the wind, first offer, spike down front of home plate, and it's 1-0. Joseph off to a very impressive start in his tenure in single A. 1-0 to him. He takes a slider for a called strike in the lower half of the zone, makes it 1-1. Joseph just 19 years old, but he's reached in all six games he's played. Grows 1-1. Joseph swings and misses at a high fastball. That's 1-2. Usually, the stereotype, at least, for younger players is maybe overeager, uncomfortable, and Joseph looks anything but. Here's the 1-2. Joseph lines it into left, and it drops for a hit in front of the left fielder, Taylor Aguilar. Gene Joseph extends his on-base streak to 7. Lead-off single in the third.
Designated hitter, number 3. Victor Arias.
Here's Victor Arias, struck out looking in the first. Blue Jays trailing 1-0, home half of the third. And field shifting for Arias. First pitch to him, drilled into right. Dowry Arias charges in and makes the catch. That ball was hit right at him on a line, 98 off the bat, but it's out number one. So Gene Joseph still on first base for Tucker Thoman. Belted a double out to right his first time. High off the right field wall. That wall much higher than other parts of the ballpark. First pitch to Tucker, batting from the left side. Misses outside, and Thomas Frick bobbles it. As Joseph took off for second, he steals it without a throw. So a man in scoring position for Tucker now. Jays trying to even up this ball game at 1, trailing 1 zip in the third. Tucker with 8 runs driven in this year. 1-0 to him. Breaker called strike on the back door. 1-1. Thoman, the Blue Jays' number 20 prospect. Second round draft pick in 2022. Out of high school in South Carolina. The 1-1. Thoman watches a slider miss outside. 2-1. Thoman takes a big, deep breath, steps out of the box, steps back in. Bats in that slightly open stance, reminiscent of Corey Seager from the left side. 2-1. Thoman late on a slider off the outside edge. He holds the follow through. Knew he was late on that one. 2-2. Joseph, the speedster, paces off second base. Roderick Arias holding him on behind him. On the 2-2 to Thoman from Josh Groves on the way. It's popped up high in the air to center. It's going to hang up for Jackson Castillo. He moves towards right, gets under it, and makes the catch. Joseph tags from second, and he moves on down to third base. But there's two down, and it's up to Joan Helaponte to bring home Joseph. One nothing Tampa over the Blue Jays, bottom three. A win today clinches no worse than a series split for either one of these teams. First pitch to Joan Hell, misses inside and got him up near the hand. It's a hit by pitch, and Aponte is in a world of hurt. Holding his left forearm right near the funny bone, and there's no comedy in that. Oof. Luke Green, the trainer, immediately out to check on Joanhel, who has been an integral part of this Dunedin lineup all year long here in the first month. And Aponte will stay in the game. So it's men on the corners now for Arjun Namala. First free pass issued by Josh Groves. He hasn't walked anybody. Hit by pitch counts as a free pass, right? Righty on righty. And the first pitch to Namala. Breaking ball called strike on the back door. And it's 0-1. Aponte is a threat to steal. Leads the team in stolen bases with eight of them. We'll see if he takes off here, being held down by Kobe Morales off the first base bag. The 1-0. Namala takes down and away. One ball, one strike. Namala said yesterday during batting practice, we're talking about the scouting report on Tampa starter Alan Facundo, and he said, yeah, my plan is to just kind of go up there and hit it. 1-1, misses down and outside. Two balls and one strike. Not said in an overconfident way, but a more self-deprecating way. And then, of course, Arjun, later on that night, did hit the ball pretty darn hard. First inning homer, eighth inning double. 2-1. There goes Aponte. Pitches a called strike. Throw down to second. Knocked down by the second baseman Montero. And that allows Gene Joseph to score standing from third. Double steal works like a charm. And the Blue Jays tie it up at one in the third. Aponte with stolen base number 9. He's up into scoring position for Namala. The 2-2 pitch. Arjun comes up empty on a slider. And that ends the home half of the third inning. But not before Dunedin evens the ball game at one. Gene Joseph, a menace on the base path, starts the inning with a single, steals second, and then comes home on a steal of home plate on a double steal. And it's 1-1 going to the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays back up their starting pitcher, Nolan Perry. They score a run in the bottom of the third to tie it at one. First pitch at the top of the fourth to Thomas Frick. Misses outside, and it's 1-0. Nolan Perry, in his single-A debut, has worked in and out of trouble in the last two innings. 1-0. Frick takes down and outside again. Two balls, no strikes. Tampa got their lone run in the second on an RBI single from Manuel Palencia. Scored Hans Montero. 2-0. Frick misses outside, that time a little bit upstairs on a heater. Three balls, no strikes. And Perry bounced back to end that second inning, stranding two on. Did the same in the third. 3-0 pitch. Splits the plate. Called strike. And it's 3-1. Frick riding a 5-game hit streak. 10-game on base streak. 3-1. Popped up. First base side. Floating towards the seats and into the seats. It's a foul ball. And the count is full. 3-2. Whole lot of youngsters running around the yard tonight looking for one of those foul balls. Payoff pitch. Line drive into right. Sends Aponte back on the run. Now he's on the track. He reaches up and makes the catch. Just shy of the wall. Frick is out number one in the top of the fourth. Score tied at one apiece, and here's Taylor Aguilar. And that will be all for Nolan Perry. Kiner Leon coming on out of the right field bullpen. Perry hitting his pitch count after 3 1/3 innings of work. Allows just that RBI single to Manuel Palencia last inning. All the details on Leon after a short break. 1-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. One out, top of the fourth inning. Tampa 1 and the Blue Jays 1. Kiner Leon takes over after Nolan Perry goes 3 1/3 innings in his single-A debut. Leon will start his night facing Taylor Aguilar. First pitch misses upstairs to him, and it's 1-0. Leon, the native of Venezuela, comes into this one with an ERA of 0. 1-0 misses inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Leon has pitched 9 scoreless innings. He struck out 9 but walked 8. Obviously worked around those free passes very well. 2-0. Aguilar floats it into shallow center over Namala, and it dumps down in front of Gene Joseph, the center fielder. Little duck snort single for Taylor Aguilar. Comes with one out in the fourth. Brings up Manuel Palencia.
Designated hitter, number 17, Manuel Palencia.
Palencia drove in the Tarpons' first run back in the second. Scored Hans Montero on a single up the middle. Righty on righty, first pitch. Slider called strike. And it's 0-1. Leon working from the stretch on the first base side. Sets at the belt and deals. And misses low and outside with a fastball. Edward Duran able to knock it down. It's 1-1. Leon throws a slider, fastball, changeup, and a curveball. A season high is 2 innings of work. Probably won't see him go more than 1 or so here. 1-1. Popped up right side of the infield. It's in foul ground. Feliz has a bead on it, backpedals towards first, and makes the catch. Out number 2. Here's the 9 batter, Dowry Arias.
Right fielder, number 7, Dowry Arias.
Arias 0-1, looking strikeout back in the second. First pitch to him from Leon. Breaking ball popped up into center. Gene Joseph moving towards left, holds out his arm, says, I've got it, and he does. He makes the catch And the inning is over. Kiner Leon allows a one-out single to Taylor Aguilar after taking over for Nolan Perry, but no trouble after that. Score remains tied at one apiece, going to the bottom of the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Blue Jays, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Tampa 1, Blue Jays 1, bottom of the fourth at TD Ballpark on a beautiful Saturday night for baseball. Big crowd on hand, and Manny Beltre will start the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch to him from Josh Groves in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays tied the game at 1 as Gene Joseph stole home on a double steal last inning. A one pitch. Beltre watches a called strike 2 on the outside edge. It is May the 4th. And as a result, a whole lot of Star Wars characters at the ballpark, in addition to those specialty uniforms. A whole lot of Star Wars jerseys around minor league baseball, but these Blue Jays ones might be the best. First pitch, or rather 0-2 to Beltre, swung on and missed. That's strike 3, and strikeout number 7 for Josh Groves.
Number 12, Edward Durant.
Base is empty for Edward Durant. One game, bottom 4. Durant struck out swinging back in the second. Groves with the sidestep and the first pitch. It misses outside, and it's 1-0. Those Blue Jays jerseys are R2-D2 themed. Duran rolls it towards the hole at short. Dive from Arias, and it glances off his glove into left. Duran with a big turnaround first. He slams on the brakes halfway in between. And now he's back into first standing. No throw to first. A little bit of a scare there from Edward. But it's a one-out single. And here's Christian Feliz. Feliz trying to help the Blue Jays in front. 1-1 tie, bottom 4. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. And it's 0-1. Baseball and Star Wars, you get thinking. There was a great tweet last year by a baseball fan. I couldn't quite dig it up before the game, but I think of it every May 4th. 0-1. Feliz takes a called strike, and it's 0-2. I have something along the lines of, there are so many baseball players whose names sound like they could be Star Wars characters. So, for example, a Blue Jays example, how about Bo Bichette? Kind of sounds like Boba Fett. 0-2 to Feliz. He comes up empty on a changeup, buried low and away. Feliz struck out for the second time tonight. Make it 8 punch outs for Josh Groves.
Now batting number 46, Daniel Perez.
Brings up Daniel Perez. Durant still over at first. Score still tied at one, bottom four. Gets you thinking. Who are some of the names on these two rosters that sound like Star Wars characters? First pitch to Daniel Perez. Misses inside. It's 1-0. For the Blue Jays, you look in the starting lineup tonight. Tucker Thomann, you got the alliteration there. Arjun Namala could be one. He's a big Star Wars fan. 1-0, called strike on the outside edge. That's 1-1. If you've got a baseball player name that you think sounds like a Star Wars name, how about you shoot us a text up here in the booth? 1-1 to Perez. Hammered down the right field line, hooking foul. Well out in front of an off-speed offering there, and it's 1-2. Text the booth line, 813-291-3932. The prompt today, baseball players who sound like Star Wars characters. Hans Montero for Tampa in the starting lineup. Han Solo comp. 1-2, chopper foul out in front of home plate. One ball and two strikes. Perez trying to snap a long hitless stretch. Without a hit in his last six. 0-for-21 across. Coming into action tonight. The next 1-2. Misses low and in. Durant takes off for second and slides in safely. Throw a little bit tall from Thomas Frick. The Blue Jays backstop swipes a bag. Stolen base number three for Edward. Perez bounces the bat slowly up and down over his shoulder. The 2-2, a swing and a miss. And that's strike three. How about nine strikeouts for Josh Groves tonight through four innings of one-run ball? We're on to the fifth, still 1-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Kiner Leone back out for the top of the fifth. It's Tampa 1 and the Blue Jays 1. Leone took over for Nolan Perry last inning after the first out. Let up a single to Taylor Aguilar and then retired the next two. We'll get the top of the order here, starting with Jackson Castillo. 0-for-2 tonight. First pitch to him. Misses outside to the lefty, and it's 1-0. One run on four hits, one error for the Tarpons. One run on three hits, no errors for the Jays. Pitch is lifted high and deep left center. Long run for Joseph. He's at the wall, and it bounces off the wall. Castillo in standing at second. He'll stop there. That's a leadoff two-bagger for the Tarpons leadoff man.
Shortstop, number 9, Roderick Arias.
Castillo's second hit this week. Creates an RBI opportunity for Roderick Arias. Arias walked his last time. That was in the third. Struck out swinging in the first. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch, a cut and a miss on a slider. 0-1. Arias, a top 100 prospect in all of baseball, according to Baseball America. Leon steps off. Hit to an OPS well over 900 last year in the Florida Complex League, not having that same level of success here yet. 0-1, tapper foul towards the first base dugout, and it's 0-2. Arias among the league leaders in strikeouts coming into action tonight with 43 of them in 24 games. The 0-2 pitch, runner goes for third, pitch misses low, throw down is late. Jackson Castillo steals third base. Tarpons have the go-ahead run 90 feet away with no outs in the top of the fifth. These are two teams that like to run. We've seen that early tonight. Tied for second place in the league in stolen bases. 1-2 misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Jupiter running away with first place, literally, with over 70 stolen bases. Blue Jays in Tampa in the mid-40s. 2-2. Chopper foul off Arias' front ankle. Hobbles out of the left-handed batter's box in some pain. Looks like he's going to be all right. Leon pauses and pitches. Slapper down to third. Toman gloves it, looks towards the plate, and instead throws to first in time for the out. Jackson Castillo scores from third. Tampa regains the lead. It's 2-1 in the fifth.
Third baseman, number 44, Dylan Hustle.
Nice piece of hitting there, all things considered, from Arias. Just a little slow tapper, but he sent it the opposite way. And in a spot like that, you just want to put the ball in play. First pitch to Dylan Hasso is crushed. High in the air, deep to left. Perez back at the wall. Goodbye. A long solo homer for Dylan Hasso, his third of the year. Now makes it 3-1 Tampa in the fifth. Hasso with his second long ball this week. Still just one out, and here's Kobe Morales. First two runs that Kiner Leon has allowed this year. First pitch to Morales, misses down. And it's 1-0. Well, a perfect season is always unrealistic for a pitcher, for a team, for anybody. 1-0 misses up. 2-0. But it's always a little frustrating when that day finally comes. So Leon running into a little bit of trouble here in the fifth. Two runs in for Tampa. 2-0 to Morales. Called strike on the outside edge. Morales wasn't so sure. He converses with Richie Arredondo, the home plate umpire, about it. The 2-1. Misses down and away. Three balls and one strike. Some action stirring up in Dunedin's bullpen now. Right-hander getting loose. Leon's 20th pitch is the 3-1 to Morales. And it caught the outside corner. Called strike on a slider. Runs the count full, 3-2. Leon on the far first base side fires and gets a called strike three. Back-to-back sliders just clip the outside edge of the zone, and Morales is out number two. Strong bounce back from Kiner. Nobody on for Hans Montero. First pitch. He thought about going around, but did not. And he takes a slider outside. 1-0. Tarpons now with a 3-1 lead. Top of the fifth. 1-0 pitch. Misses down and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Lights have been flipped on at TD Ballpark. Sunset approaching. Shadows covering most of the field. 2-0. Drops in there. Called strike. 2-1. Star Wars characters wandering around the concourse. Also a good variety of baseball jerseys. 2-1. Check swing from Montero, and he went, according to Pedro Torres, the first base umpire. So it's 2-2. Montero rests the bat on his shoulder, gazes out at Leon, waits on the pitch, and fouls it straight back into the seats below us as it tipped the top of the net. Still 2-2. Montero, the native of the Dominican Republic, a bit of the next man up situation for him as the injury bug has bit Tampa. Next 2-2, a swing and a miss. Leon claps his hands together, maybe in celebration, maybe in frustration, as he allows 2 runs in the top of the fifth, including a solo homer to Dylan Hasso. New score, Tarpons 3, Blue Jays 1, through 4.5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Blue Jays now facing a 3-1 deficit as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Josh Groves back out there for Tampa. He'll face 9-1-2, starting with Gene Joseph. He's 1-for-1 with a single. First pitch is driven high in the air, deep to left. Aguilar at the track. He looks up. See ya! Just out of the reach of Taylor Aguilar, who climbed the left field fence. But it's home run number 1 for Gene Joseph. Jays get a run back. It's 3-2 in the fifth. And now it looks like a construction project out in left field as Aguilar ripped down part of the outfield wall. The top of the wall, that yellow line. Aguilar had to pick it up and then kind of toss it into the bullpen. And it looks like we're probably just going to have to play on without it. A little bit of confusion. As part of the left field wall is now without a yellow line. plate umpire Richie Arredondo paced out towards shortstop to give it a look, and now he's going to walk over to the Blue Jays dugout. And he gives him a thumbs up. I think he's probably asking, hey, are we all right to just keep on playing without that part of the wall? I think. In the meantime, Groves will get some warm-up tosses. Actually, I don't think we are going to play on. The umpire is now standing in the middle of the infield, while the Tarpons bullpen appears to have carried that part of the wall out of the bullpen and maybe handed it off to the grounds crew or the maintenance staff. Hey, anybody bring a screwdriver to the ballpark tonight? And now the grounds crew is going to come on and talk this over with the umpires. So a little more damage than just a solo homer from Gene Joseph there, as it's 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And as that ball sailed over the wall, Taylor Aguilar, presumably accidentally, knocked over part of the outfield wall, the very top of it, that bright yellow line. That signifies the line between in play and out of play just fell off. So we've got a bit of a dilemma here. Not a rain delay, not an injury delay, but a wall delay. What do you say we step aside for a break while all this gets sorted out? We'll come back with an update. No outs, bottom of the fifth, run in for the Jays. 3-2, Tampa leads on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We're back at TD Ballpark. No, not in a rain delay, but it's an outfield wall delay. As Gene Joseph homered, Taylor Aguilar tried to rob it and knocked down the yellow line above the left field wall by Tampa's bullpen. So we've got not one, but two ladders out as the grounds crew is hard at work on the left field warning track. Patrick Secunda, the head groundskeeper, Chris Van Horn, also out there looking on. So they have put the wall back in place, but now it's just a matter of tightening the screws, if you will. So they're on the center field side of that piece of the wall, tightening it up, as now Taylor Aguilar walks over to give it a look himself. I imagine that conversation something like, hey, sorry, fellas. So now the right side of the wall is in place, being held up by Patrick. Now for the left side. In the meantime, Josh Groves, we'll get some warm-up tosses. And, oh, by the way, it's a 3-2 game in the bottom of the fifth after that homer from Gene Joseph. got the drill out there, making quick work. Tell you what, we might need some extra post-game spread for the grounds crew after this. Replacing part of the outfield wall just above Tampa's bullpen. It looks like both parts have been locked back into place. Both ladders still up. One of the more bizarre sights you'll ever see at a ballpark to cause a delay. Part of the outfield wall crashing down. Of course, walls have been broken before in baseball. There's the famous clip of an outfielder running through a wall. That hasn't happened in some time. I guess this is as close as we're going to get to that. And you'd think that just such a small stretch of the wall wouldn't be integral to play, but that's what the umpires have determined, that we can't play without that stretch of the outfield wall. So we'll step aside for another break. Again, the score, Tampa 3, Blue Jays 2, after the solo homer from Gene Joseph. As he tore down a little bit more than the baseball in the process. Stick with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Back inside TD Ballpark, where the left field wall is all fixed up after part of it fell down as Taylor Aguilar tried to rob Gene Joseph's homer. The grounds crew did an excellent job hustling out with ladders and bolting that yellow line back to the top of the wall. Tell you what, I think the grounds crew deserved a little bit more of an ovation than they actually just got coming off the field. Like the bee delay in Arizona the other day, that beekeeper's now a hero. So Josh Groves is going to get some warm-up tosses as Tampa leads 3-2 after that homer from Joseph. And we are ready for action again. Tip of the cap to the TD Ballpark grounds crew. Here's Victor Arias. Arias 0 for 2 today. Struck out looking in the first, lined out to right in the third. First pitch to the left-handed batter. Misses high and outside, and it's 1-0. You wonder how that's going to affect Josh Groves. A long delay on the mound. He's able to keep warm by throwing here and there, but obviously you don't want to throw too much. 1-0 pitch is popped up behind second base into shallow center. Roderick Arias out. The center fielder, Jackson Castillo, in. He loses his cap, but comes down with the baseball makes the running catch for out number one.
Number nine, Tucker Tolman.
Here's Tucker Tolman. Tarpons 3, Blue Jays 2. Bottom 5, game number 5. A 6-game set here this week, tied at 2 games apiece. First pitch to Tucker. A swing and a miss. A slider low and in. And it's 0-1. Meanwhile, beyond the left field fence, large storm clouds billowing. 0-1, pulled foul, first base side. And it's 0-2. No rain in the vicinity that should affect tonight's game here in Dunedin, but that's those large cotton ball-like cumulonimbus clouds growing beyond the left field wall. Looks quite ominous. It's 0-2 on Tolman. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So after the homer, Josh Groves has retired the next two batters. That's his 10th strikeout tonight. Space is empty for Joan Helaponte. That is the second time this week a Tampa starter has struck out 10 or more after Cade Smith did it back on Wednesday. Rather, that was Thursday. First pitch to Aponte, misses in. It's 1-0. So Groves continuing a nice trend for this Tampa starting staff. 1-0. Aponte reaches out, flares it foul. Out of play on the first base side. It's 1-1. The starters came into this week, Tampa's starters that would be, with an ERA over 7. Worst in the league, it still is at 6-1-1. 1-1. Misses low. Two balls and one strike. But this week here in Dunedin, Tarpon's starters have pitched 20 and two-thirds innings coming into this start tonight to an ERA of 4.35. Improvement. 2-1. Aponte jumps out of the way. 3-1. And you can't help but be encouraged, you know, watching a start like Gabriel Barbosa's back on Tuesday night, 6 innings, 9 strikeouts. And Cade Smith's 3-1. Chopper up the middle right at the second baseman, Hans Montero. He makes the play in time at first, and the inning is over. Gene Joseph trims the lead down to 1 with a solo shot out to left, his first in single A. The new score, Tampa 3, Blue Jays 2 through 5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Irv Carter is on out of the Blue Jays bullpen, trying to keep the score. Tampa 3, Blue Jays 2. Here in the top of the sixth, Carter, the right-hander, fires his first pitch to Thomas Frick, and it misses low and outside. It's 1-0. Irv takes over for Kiner Leone. He gave up two runs last inning. Those two runs are the difference. 1-0. Called strike on a slider. It's 1-1. Frick 0-for-2 with a fly out to right, trying to extend his hit streak and on base streak. 1-1 misses inside, slipped out of Carter's hand and hit Thomas Frick. His leadoff man is aboard, and the visitor's sixth inning.
Left fielder number 4, Taylor Aguilar.
Brings up Taylor Aguilar. He's reached twice on a hit by pitch in the second and then a single in the fourth. 3-2 Tarpons in the sixth. First pitch to the lefty Aguilar from the righty Carter. Misses in ball one. It was close, but it's 1-0. Numbers on Irv. 5 appearances, 13 and a third innings of work. 4.73 ERA, that's 7 earned runs. 14 strikeouts, but 10 walks. Pitch, misses high and away. 2 balls, no strikes. When Carter is in the zone, he has been very effective. Opponents only hitting 205 against him. But sometimes those walks can get him into trouble. The 2-0 to Aguilar. He lays off. Fastball high and away. And it's 3-0. Tarpon scored the first run of the ball game in the second before that two-spot last inning. A 3-0. Misses way outside on the slider. And after the hit-by-pitch to Thomas Frick, it's a walk to Taylor Aguilar. So there's men on first and second with no outs for Manuel Palencia.
Number 17, Manuel Palencia.
Irv throws a fastball slider cutter mix primarily. Been toying with the grip on that cutter. Something to keep an eye on here early in May. Here's Palencia, first pitch to him. Misses upstairs on the heater, and it's 1-0. Palencia drove in that first run of the ball game in the second on an RBI single. Blue Jays then tied it as Gene Joseph came home from third on a double steal in the third. 1-0. Palencia takes a called strike. That was the cutter there. It's 1-1. Irv's last outing 6 days ago at Jupiter. 3 innings of work. 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Now the 1-1. Palencia reaches out, grounds it short, should be 2. Namala to second for 1. Beltre the turn, it is 2. 6-4-3, twin killing. Thomas Frick advances from second to third, but there's 2 down for Dowry Arias.
Right fielder, number 7, Dowry Arias.
Slick fielding double play combo up the middle for the Jays. And 2 shortstops by trade in Namala and Beltre. 6-4-3 there. Dowry Arias climbs in. First pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. A changeup there from Irv. I'll throw that to mostly left-handed batters. 0-1. Swing and a foul tip off Edward Duran. Looks like he's all right. Pops right back up. And it's 0-2. Carter drafted in the fifth round by the Blue Jays back in 2021. Attended high school in Clearwater. The 0-2 to Dowry Arias is drilled into right. It sends Aponte back in front of the warning track. He's got room and makes the catch. And Irv Carter works out of a little bit of trouble in the top of the sixth. First 2 batters reach, but then a double play and a flyout. Score remains Tampa 3, Blue Jays 2. On the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, going to the bottom of the sixth. Hey, ladies. Make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Another night, another close game at TD Ballpark. Tampa 3, Blue Jays 2, bottom 6. And Josh Groves is back out there for Tampa on the bump. He'll face Arjun Namala to open the 6th. First pitch, a swing and a miss on a slider. And it's 0-1. Namala has struck out twice against Tampa's righty. Groves appears to have his season back on the right track. Good start last week and a strong start so far tonight. 0-1, misses low and away. One ball, one strike. Groves through his first three starts, an ERA over 11, 14 earned runs in 11 innings. 1-1. Namala watches a called strike on a slider on the outside edge. It's 1-2. Arjun in a slightly open stance. Waits on the pitch and fouls it back. He stays alive. Still one ball, two strikes. Usually these seasoned college pitchers, it doesn't take them as long to make adjustments to figure out the next level. It looks like Groves has really turned a corner. Next 1-2, misses downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Groves, born in California, but grew up in Virginia before attending East Carolina. He's ready for the 2-2 to Namala, and it's hammered foul into the screen. Tarpons duck for cover. No need. It's over their head. Still two balls, two strikes. Groves, operating from the third base side of the rubber, has the sign from Frick. The next 2-2. Check swing from Namala, doesn't matter. Called strike 3. Arjun frustrated as he heads back to the first base dugout. He's out number 1 in the 6th. For the second time this week, a Tarpon starter has struck out 11. As Groves joins Cade Smith. Wow. First pitch to Mandy Beltre, hopped foul down the third base line. Matt Von Romer tried to make a barehanded play, and he could. Oh and one on Manny, who's 0-2. Rolled into a fielder's choice, and he struck out his last time in the 4th. 0-1, swing and a foul tip off Thomas Frick, and it's 0-2. Josh Groves a strike away from punch out number 12. And Manny Beltre calls time. Groves. Big deep breath. Rocks and deals. Beltre checks his swing on a slider, and he went, according to Richie Arredondo, and that's how Josh Groves picks up strikeout number 12.
Catcher, number 12.
Blue Jays dugout not happy with that swing call. No appeal. But no less, back-to-back strikeouts from Josh Groves. Two down in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Edward Duran. Popped up near the Seagulls on the first base side. Out of play. It's 0-1. Tampa with a 3-2 advantage in the bottom of the sixth. Groves at 77 pitches. 0-1. Swing and a foul tip. And a Frick Schmidt. Groves hunting for number 13. Gets the baseball back from Frick. He is in a rhythm. Brings the hands together near the belt. His 0-2. Misses down and outside. One ball and two strikes. Frick doing a nice job tonight. Of course, catcher's always got to get a little bit of credit. Strong outings like Tampa has had. It's been a variety of catchers all week long. Edinson Duran, as well as Thomas Frick. Now the 1-2 to Edward Duran. On the way, he lays off some high cheddar. Two balls, two strikes. Josh Groves, playing in the Yankees organization, may have been meant to be. You visit his profile on Twitter. His Twitter header, a picture of him in a Yankees Little League uniform. He comes back with a 2-2. Misses outside. Runs it full on Edward Duran, who thought it was ball four. Started walking to first. Maybe a little wishful thinking. So it's full. Frick sets up inside. The payoff pitch. Hopper to shortstop. And Arias boots it. He knocks it down but can't pick it back up. So Edward Duran reaches on what's likely to be an error on the shortstop, Roderick Arias.
First baseman, number 34.
So Duran makes it to first base after all. That extends the inning for Christian Feliz. One run game, bottom six, 3-2 Tarpons. First pitch to Feliz, fouled back into the screen, and it's 0-1. Lights have taken full effect now at TD Ballpark as the sun is set. Wind still breezing out towards center. 0-1. Feliz watches a changeup for a called strike. Changeup in the low 90s. And Groves is well out in front again. Duran over at first, trying to work around the two-out error. Rose gives a look over at Duran. Now sets. And chucks the 0-2. Feliz drills it. Deep down the right field line. It is gone. A laser beam. Two-run homer jolts the Blue Jays in front. Christian's third homer this year makes it 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Got a slider out on the outer half of the plate, and Feliz turned on it. A screamer at 102 off the bat. Here's Daniel Perez. Broken bat floater down the third base line. It drops foul. Well, anytime Christian Feliz comes to the plate, you can't help but think this is a guy that can change the game with one swing, and that's exactly what Feliz did. And that's why there's value in players that may strike out more than others but have a whole lot more pop. 0-1. Perez checks his swing on a fastball up. On the appeal, he didn't go around. 1-1. So all but one run tonight, scoring on homers for the Jays. 1-1, Tapper foul. One ball and two strikes. Gene Joseph solo shot in the fifth. And then that two-run bomb from Christian Feliz. Seems like this Dunedin offense starting to get its swagger back. After a lull. 1-2. Misses upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. This will be Groh's last inning of work, approaching 90 pitches. And Perez might be his last batter. There's a righty, out in the left field bullpen. 2-2. Perez lines it down the right field line, hooking towards the corner. It's fair and bounces off the wall. Perez motoring towards second. He rounds second, thinking three. The throw to third is late. Daniel Perez has two hits in single A. They're both triples. He snaps a six-game hitless stretch with another three-bagger, and that'll be all for Josh Groh. Groh strikes out the first two batters of this bottom of the sixth, reaching 12 strikeouts, but then an error on Roderick Arias, the shortstop, opens the door, and the Blue Jays bust through. Two-run homer from Christian Feliz. And the triple from Daniel Perez chases Groh. We'll have a new pitcher when we come back. 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the sixth with two outs on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. The Saturday night crowd at TD Ballpark is charged up as the Blue Jays have charged in front with a two spot here in the bottom of the sixth. On a two-run homer from Christian Feliz off Josh Groh. After Daniel Perez triples, Groh is out and Cade Austin is in. The right-hander with a 3.38 ERA and 16 innings of work.
Number six, Gene Joseph.
All that work out of the bullpen for Austin. He'll face Gene Joseph here, who is swinging a red-hot bat in the ninth spot tonight, but he's probably making a push to climb up in the order tomorrow. He's got a single and a homer. Righty on righty, first pitch. Sinker, called strike, and it's 0-1. Austin, a South Carolina native, 19th round selection by the Yankees, last year's draft. He delivers, and Joseph takes downstairs. One ball, one strike. This is Austin's second appearance this week. Pitch back in game two. Pitch pulled towards the hole, down at third, but Hasso scoops it up, whips it over to first in time, and that ends the bottom of the sixth inning. But not before the Blue Jays take the lead on a two-run shot from Christian Feliz out to right field off Josh Groh, who was looking dominant up until that point. It's the Blue Jays 4 and the Tarpons 3 going to the 7th on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
12, Jackson Castillo.
Into the late stages at TD Ballpark, and the Blue Jays have a 4-3 lead over the Tampa Tarpons in Game 5 of a six-game series. Irv Carter out to try and preserve the lead. First pitch to Jackson Castillo as a called strike. Carter, in his second inning of work, allowed the first two batters he faced to reach in the sixth and then got out of the jam with a double play and a flyout. 0-1 to Castillo. Misses upstairs, and it's 1-1. Castillo doubled and scored his last time. That was in the fifth against Kiner Leone. Carter from the stretch. High leg kick and a pitch. Chopper to second base. Routine for Manny Beltre. Makes the play, throws to first in time, and there's one down.
Shortstop number nine.
There's Roderick Arias. Arias, hitless tonight, hitless this week. But he did drive in a run his last time, ground out to third base. In the fifth, left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First offer. Arias takes low, and it's 1-0. 4-3 Jays, top of the seventh. Trying to pick up back-to-back wins for the first time since they last saw Tampa. 1-0. A late swing and a foul. Third base side. It's 1-1. That last series was the second series of the year, Dunedin's first road trip. Their last set of back-to-back wins, April 12th and 13th. 1-1. Arias takes a sinker inside, and it's 2-1. We mentioned Arias' successful season in the FCL last year. According to some Yankees brass, that's because he focused on contact. 2-1 misses outside on the breaking ball from Carter. Makes it 3-1. And one of the Yankees hitting coordinators was quoted in a Baseball America article. He said, you know, biggest thing, especially for some of the younger players coming out of the Dominican Republic or other countries, is kind of getting out of the showcase baseball mindset. 3-1, Arias takes inside. He draws a walk. That's his second tonight. And Tampa has a one-out base runner in the top of the seventh, trailing 4-3.
Third baseman, number 44, Dylan Hasso.
And it makes sense when you think about it, because these guys, for most of their teenage years, are just trying to get signed. So they're trying to put on a show, showcases, games, whatever it may be. As Dylan Hasso climbs in, though, there goes Arias, pitches a called strike, and Duran fumbles the transfer. So it's a stolen base for Roderick Arias, tying run in scoring position for Dylan Hasso, who homered his last time. And that quote continued in that Baseball America article. Now, for example, guys initially don't want to swing at non-fastballs. And Roderick was that type of guy, so he really had to focus on working the breaking balls. Last year, 0-1, drilled deep to left, Perez back at the wall. It's gone again. Dylan Hasso has a two-homer night, and Tampa leapfrogs back in front. It's 5-4 in the seventh. A fan yells, "Hasso amazing!" It is indeed. Homer and back-to-back at-bats, no less. There's Kobe Morales. First pitch to him. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Now this Saturday night crowd a little more silent. 0-1 to Morales. Little tapper back to the bump. Carter hops off the mound, gloves it, underhand flip to first in time. And that's out number two. Good bounce back from Irv. And here's Hans Montero, who's
second
one for three.
Number 10, Hans Montero.
5-4 Tarpons, top of the seventh. First pitch from Carter. Montero takes a slider high, and it's 1-0. That second homer from Hasso had some serious carry to it. Hit it almost over that walkway in left center. 1-0, Montero chases and just gets a piece of a cutter down and outside. 1-1. Carter sets at the belt, then brings it up near the chin. Is 1-1. As a chopper, foul. Just barely foul. Has got a piece of Montero. Hobbles out of the right-handed batter's box, and he'll take a moment. Still jumping up and down. He waves off the dugout, says, "I'm fine." Trying to shake it off. Carter trying to retire the final two batters here in this seventh after the homer from Hasso. The 1-2. Misses low and away on the slider. Two balls, two strikes. Carter reads the sign and deals home. Montero takes just outside. Good slider there. Montero didn't take the bait, and it just missed, so the count is full. There's action in Dunedin's bullpen again. As the payoff pitch is on the way. Fouled off over our heads, out of the ballpark. It's a parking lot souvenir. And we'll do it over. Tampa now in front again, 5-4, top of the seventh. Carter trying to win the battle with Montero. His next payoff is a called strike three. Locked him up on the slider. And Irv Carter sets down Hans Montero looking to end the seventh. But the damage is done. Roderick Arias reaches on a walk, and Dylan Hasso blasts his second homer of the night to put Tampa back in front. 5-4 at the stretch on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays bats now with more work to do as they trail again 5-4 in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch to Victor Arias misses outside, and it's 1-0. Cade Austin is back out there for Tampa. He finished the sixth inning. 1-0. Arias checks his swing, and he went around on a changeup in the dirt. Arias turns to Richie Arredondo, the home plate umpire, shakes his head. That won't change anything, though. It's 1-1, the pitch. Arias fouls it off behind home plate, and it's 1-2. Arias paces out of the box. Went hitless last night, and he's 0-3 tonight. A rarity for the man that leads Dunedin in average at 328 now. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Arias set down on a nasty changeup from Cade Austin. That's out number one of the seven.
Number nine, Tucker Tubman.
So here's Tucker Tubman. First pitch, screamer into right, down for a hit. Tubman stops at first with a one-out single. How's that changeup again? You want some, you lose some. Here's Joan Helaponte.
Right fielder, number 45, Joan Helaponte.
Tarpons lead 5-4, bottom of the seventh. Glad you're with us. Been a dandy of a ball game on this Saturday night. Who needs the movies when you got this? First pitch to Aponte, misses low and outside. 1-0. Of course, today is Kentucky Derby Day. Race is over. Mystic Dan victorious. A horse named Dan. Who comes up with this stuff? 1-0 pitch popped up right side of the infield. Hans Montero is under it, and he makes the catch on the edge of the right field grass. Two down.
Shortstop, number 18,
Arjun. Tying run on first base. Tucker Tubman over there after his single. And Arjun Namala comes to the plate. Beautiful thing about baseball is you could have three tough at-bats. And all it takes is one hit to make it a good night. That's what Arjun's hoping for here. 0-3 with three strikeouts. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch. Namala takes down ball one. Now, it wasn't just Arjun who struggled against Tampa starter Josh Groves. He struck out 12. Austin checks the runner at first, now throws, and Namala pops it up right back to Hans Montero. He's had a busy inning, and he makes the catch again in shallow right. And the inning is over. Blue Jays get a base runner on Tucker Tubman's single, but that's all. So we go to the eighth, still Tampa by one, 5-4. On the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Five-four Tampa over the Dunedin Blue Jays as we go to the top of the eighth, and Irv Carter returns to face 6-7-8, starting with Thomas Frick. First pitch, called strike, and it's 0-1. Carter, a long reliever. This is likely the plan here tonight for him to eventually follow Nolan Perry, the starter, who had a shorter leash for his first start tonight. 0-1, misses inside. And it's 1-1. Frick was hit with a pitch in the sixth. That extended his on-base streak to 11. 1-1. It's hit high in the air to center. It's going to stay in the yard as Gene Joseph moves back and makes the catch in front of the warning track. Some oohs and ahs, but it's out number one. And here's Taylor Aguilar. Aguilar's had quite a good night. Hit by pitch in the second, single in the fourth, and a walk in the sixth. First pitch to the left-handed batter. Tails outside, ball one. Tampa 5, Dunedin 4. Top of the eighth. Fireworks to follow the game. Dunedin hopes for maybe some fireworks in-game. 1-0. Aguilar jumps out of the way of a pitch that just misses inside. On the cutter, 2-0. Aguilar had quite the interesting high school career. He did play college ball at Grand Canyon, 2-0. He gets under it and pops it into shallow center. Shortstop Namala ranges out, gets under it, makes the catch. Two up, two down for Irv in the eighth. He's retired four straight. And here's Manuel Palencia.
Now batting number 17, Manuel Palencia.
Palencia, one hit and three tries tonight. It was an RBI single way back in the second. Righty on righty matchup. Irv from the stretch, first pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. 5-4 Tampa. Blue Jays will send up 5-6-7 in the bottom of this eighth inning. Irv with a fresh baseball. Here's his 0-1. Swing and a miss from Palencia. Good pitch from Carter, upper half of the zone. Went upstairs on the cut fastball. He's well out in front, 0-2. With sweat glistening off his front forearm, he pops some gum as he sets for the 0-2. And a breaking ball misses upstairs. One ball and two strikes. Before today's game, Carter came out to the mound and visualized throwing some pitches. Went through the motions with the tarp on the mound and everything. Did it with no shoes. It's a powerful tool, visualization. A lot of players use it. 1-2, liner to shortstop. Namala with a reaching grab. Irv Carter works a 1-2-3 top of the eighth. We're on to the bottom half. Blue Jays looking for a comeback, trailing 5-4 to Tampa on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, ladies, make your plans to be at TD Ballpark on May 17th for Girls Night Out with Dunedin Blue Jays. Get here early as the first 500 fans receive a friendship bracelet. Then relax and enjoy a pregame wine tasting presented by Sterling Wine. First pitch is set for 6:30. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Tarpons 5, Blue Jays 4, bottom of the 8th. And if you've joined us this week, you know the 8th inning has been a good time for Dunedin. First pitch from Cade Austin to Manny Beltre. Misses outside, but the call is challenged by Thomas Frick, and the call is reversed. It's a strike, and it's 0-1 on Manny. Dunedin coming into action tonight had scored 15 runs this week. 0-1 misses low and outside, 1-1. 8 of those runs came in the 8th inning, including 3 last night and 3 the night before. 1-1. Beltre screams at foul. And the dugout for Tampa almost hit somebody. Looks like everybody's okay. And it's 1-2. Beltre, 0-3 tonight. Trying to change that right here. The 1-2. Cue shot, ground ball off the end of the bat, down to first. Morales gives way to the pitcher, Austin, who can't make the play. Austin thought he scooped up the baseball, reached out to tag Beltre, but he didn't have the ball.
Catcher, number 12.
Oh, leadoff man is on. It's little plays like that, more often than not, that come back to haunt you. In baseball, it's a funny game. It's the leadoff man is aboard. The bottom of the 8th, tying run on first for Edward Duran. First pitch, fouled off behind home plate. That's 0-1. Duran trying to start a new on-base streak after his 13-game on-base streak was snapped earlier this week. Longest by a Blue Jay this year. 0-1. He's laid on a slider downstairs, and it's 0-2. Duran waves the bat back and forth as Beltre takes his pretty big lead off first, and now a throw over. Beltre back in standing. Tampa has employed an interesting style of holding on a runner at first all week, as the first baseman has played well off the bag. Now the 0-2. Duran fights it off. A slider in the upper half of the zone. Still 0-2. And that allows the first baseman to kind of cut off the runner before they get back to the bag and also tag them on their ankle when they try and dive back in. There goes Beltre. The 0-2 is tapped foul. We'll do it over. Duran battling here. No outs. Bottom of the 8th. 5-4 Tampa. It's been a seesaw battle. Blue Jays took a one-run lead in the 6th on Christian Flea's two-run homer. Tampa regained the lead on a two-run shot from Dylan Hasso, his second of the night in the 7th. The next 0-2, Duran watches it bounce. Thomas Frick looks Beltre back to first. Beltre's at bat ruled a single. Far from a routine play there. See if Manny goes again. He does not. And the 1-2 is cut on and missed strike three. Duran bellows as he heads back to the dugout, frustrated with himself. He's out number one. There's another righty getting ready in Tampa's bullpen. That's OCL Rodriguez. But Austin stays on to face Christian Feliz here with Beltre on first. Throw over to first is late. Feliz's last time, that two-run go-ahead homer in the sixth. Just snuck over the high right field wall. First pitch. Christian takes a changeup up in the zone. He didn't like the call, but he doesn't challenge it. Blue Jays have all three of them left. And so does Tampa. 0-1. Feliz out in front of the changeup, and it's 0-2. Christian steps halfway out of the box. Kind of goes through a swing without the bat. Now climbs back in. See if he can get a hold of one again. Long pause from Austin in the 0-2. Misses down. One ball and two strikes. The third baseman, Dylan Hasso, may as well be the shortstop here, playing directly in between third base and second base, while Roderick Arias is almost directly behind the second base bag. The 1-2. Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. He's done it again. Two-run, go-ahead, home run. Have a night, Christian Feliz. He got another changeup, and he did not miss it that time. 111 miles an hour off the bat. Out of the ballpark to right. First pitch to Daniel Perez. Cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Called strike two on the outside edge. It's 0-2. An electric moment for Christian Feliz. It wasn't even supposed to be in the lineup originally tonight. 0-2. Perez waves and misses on the changeup from Cade Austin. And
center
there's two down.
Number six, Gene Joseph.
6-5, Blue Jays, bottom of the eighth. Here's Gene Joseph with the bases empty, righty on righty. Pulled on the ground to short. Arias charges, gloves, gathers, throws to first in time, and that ends the inning. But not before Christian Feliz goes yard out to right field for the second time tonight to put Dunedin back in the driver's seat. Our new score, Blue Jays 6, Tampa 5. Last chance for the Tarpons next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's Daily Specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, fries, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature $2 margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids under 12 get in free with a Dunedin downtown merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. For the second time tonight, Christian Feliz has put the Blue Jays in the lead with a go-ahead two-run homer. Two-homer game for Christian, and Dunedin leads 6-5. In the top of the ninth, Jondre Rojas is on to try and nail it down. He'll face 9-1-2 in the Tarpons lineup as it's 6-5 Blue Jays. First pitch to Arias. Called strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. It's challenged, and the call is upheld. So Tampa loses the challenge. You can't take him home with you. Might as well use him. Tampa now with two left. The 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss on a fading changeup. That was nasty from Jondre. And it's 0-2. Rojas earned the save back in the first game of this series. Pitched an inning, struck out two. Well out in front of Arias here. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. One upstairs on the fastball, and it's uno, dos, adios for out number one in the ninth.
Center fielder, number 12, Jackson Castillo.
Here's Jackson Castillo. Blue Jays knocking on the door. Back-to-back wins for the first time since the second series. On the road at Tampa. First pitch to Castillo. Chopper to second base. Beltre charges, gloves it hip high. Short little flip to first is in time. Two quick outs for Rojas. And Tampa is down to its final out.
Shortstop, number 9, Rodrick Arias.
Represented by Rodrick Arias. He's reached twice tonight. Two walks. Came in to score his last time on the two-run homer from Dylan Hasso. He's the guy you don't want to face in this ninth. First pitch to Arias, misses inside, almost hit him, and it's 1-0. And the bottom line is Rojas pitching well right now, but nothing's a sure thing. One-run lead, wind blowing out, 1-0. Arias takes a home run hack and comes up empty. Jays leading 6-5. Everybody on the top step of the dugout. Rojas from the stretch is 1-1. Tapped foul at the plate. Got a piece of Edward Duran. He stumbles out of his crouch, and he is in a lot of pain on the third base line. Trying to walk it off. Jose Mayorga, the manager, is going to come out to give him a look, maybe. Duran continues to be in some pain. Now he's got a big smile on his face. And that context clue leads us to believe that he got tipped in a spot that's not ideal. Duran with his hands on his knees, now back upright. Trying to suck the wind back in, and Rojas can't help but crack a laugh out in front of the mound. Duran's okay. He's going to stay in the ball game. In the meantime, Tarpons are down to their final strike. Rojas a strike away from his second save this week on the third base side of the rubber. Gaze is in for the sign. And time is called by Arias. Both of his two homers this year have come from the left side. It's where he's hitting here against the righty Rojas. This crowd of over 1,000 comes to life for the 1-2. Misses down and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Arias in an open stance brings the bat up to his shoulder. Rojas deals the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. That's all she wrote. The Blue Jays have won back-to-back ball games for the first time in weeks. A thriller tonight at TD Ballpark. 6-5, the final score, led by two home runs from Christian Feliz, the big fella with a two-run shot in the sixth. That put the Blue Jays in front. But then the big blow, another two-run homer in the bottom of the eighth that stands as the game winner. What a night. Type of nights that you live for in minor league baseball. With the victory, the Blue Jays improved to 12-14
and that's your ball game
in 2024, and Tampa falls to 7-19. And also with the victory, the Blue Jays pull ahead 3-2 in the series. They can do no worse than a split tomorrow. Get to the final totals here. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. 6 runs on 9 hits. Error-free ball game with 6 men left on base. For Tampa, 5 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors, and also 6 men left. The winning pitcher is Irv Carter, who was in the ball game when Feliz belted that homer. Carter went 3 innings, allowed 2 earned runs, 1 hit. It was the homer from Dylan Hasso in the seventh that put Tampa in front, but it was briefly. The save goes to Jondre Rojas, and the loss goes to Cade Austin. He allowed that bomb to Feliz. All told, Tampa's pitchers were good again tonight. Gross with 5 2/3 innings, 12 strikeouts, no walks, but he allowed that homer to Christian Feliz in his penultimate at-bat. And then Cade Austin in 2 1/3 innings, struck out 3, but allowed that homer that proved to be the difference. Waiting to see if we'll have a post-game interview here. Lizzie down on the field. But either way, we'll step aside for a break here shortly and then take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard and preview tomorrow's matchup for you. Folks are sticking around for a post-game fireworks show. We'll hope you stick around for the post-game show coming up next. Blue Jays win it 6-5 over Tampa on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside TD Ballpark one final time tonight. And boy, was it a good night for the Blue Jays. A comeback win. Eighth inning magic again. Two-run homer from Christian Feliz. His second of the night in the bottom of the eighth stands as the game winner for the Blue Jays. 6-5. The final score in a ball game that was played in 2 hours and 23 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,248. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League tonight as we'll have post-game fireworks coming up. Out-of-town scoreboard always brought to you by Frenchies. They're in the bottom of the seventh in Palm Beach. Daytona all over them tonight. They lead by 5-7-2. Down in Bradenton, boy, the Marauders all of a sudden are starting to heat up. They've had a good week against Fort Myers, and they lead again tonight 10-3 in the ninth. And the matchup of the two top teams in the Florida State League West, Clearwater leads again 4-1 in the bottom of the ninth on the road at Lakeland. And St. Lucie loses tonight against Jupiter. A shutout win for the Hammerheads. Their pitching staff back at it again. 4-0, the final score in St. Lucie. That's the Florida State League. As for the Toronto Blue Jays organization, we'll start on the minor league side. Happy opening day to the FCL Blue Jays, who drubbed the FCL Phillies today, 11-3, over at the complex. They're in the bottom of the eighth for Triple A Buffalo. Bisons lead 8-3 over Indianapolis. Vancouver will take on Tri-City at 9:30 Eastern, coming up in about half an hour. Double A has gone final. New Hampshire falls to Somerset 2-1 in a pitcher's duel there. And the Fisher Cats are now 11-15 on the year. As for the big league club, the Blue Jays in desperate need of a win, you could say. It's hard to say that this early in the year, but that's what it feels like. And the Blue Jays do indeed catch the dub on the road at Washington. 6-3, the final score in our nation's capital. Blue Jays at 16-18 now with the victory. They'll wrap up that series tomorrow, and so will we here at TD Ballpark. We'll get started bright and early with first pitch set for noon. Gage Stanifer set to make his second start of the year for the Blue Jays. We hope he can join us then, but until then, that does it for our coverage here tonight at TD Ballpark. For our entire hardworking crew and front office staff, this is Larry Larson saying thank you for joining us on your Saturday night, and we hope you can join us again tomorrow as the Blue Jays go for the series win. One more time, the final score tonight. Some late-game fireworks lead to a 6-5 win over the Tampa Tarpons. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.